Good evening. Welcome to the program. Glad you are with us tonight, December 14th, is it? December 14th, 2022. My guest is going to be tonight, Eloise, giving us an update from Brazil live. He'll be joined by Noel Fritsch of the National File, and then Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and then Annie Cyrus. We have a lot of issues to talk about, and I'm pretty sure tonight we're going to talk about issues that you're not going to hear anywhere else. I've discovered two new things today that I think you're going to be very interested in finding out about. Joining us first is Eloise from live from Brazil. Eloise, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Good night, Brandon. Thank you so much for having me again.
Thank you. People were asking about you yesterday, and we didn't do an update because I'm not sure there was a whole lot to report yesterday, but I think tonight there's plenty to report. Is there not? Did we just lose Eloise, guys? I think we just lost Eloise, so we're going to get her back. Let me know as soon. Are you back, Eloise? Oh, she's back.
Are you back? Oh, she's back.
All right. What do you got to report tonight, Eloise? Uh-oh. Well, it makes you wonder if what's going on over in Brazil tonight is impacting the internet and the infrastructure. Yeah, her connection keeps freezing. All right. While he's doing that, let me do this real quick. Just to remind all you guys, we need your support. We need your support. We need your support. Here's the way you can do it. Do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Show that there, guys. MyPillow.com. Do your Christmas shopping there. Use that promo code B66 when you do. We get credit. You get savings. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, scarves, hats, sleepwear, so many things that you can get. Use that promo code B66. Don't forget about the My Coffee. You can get a subscription of that. It's the gift that keeps giving all year long. Makes a great gift for somebody, that subscription showing up on their front doorstep. So MyPillow.com, promo code B66. MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. Use that same promo code, please, at MyStore.com as well. We'll go over there real quick. MyStore.com. And use that same promo code there as well. A lot of great products by American entrepreneurs. The home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. MyStore.com. Use the promo code, please, B66. You get savings. We get credit. Huge part of our general operating budget. All right. I think we have made reconnection with Eloise. Okay. Give us a update, if you would, please.
Well, yesterday we had a really calm day over here. Our chief citizen that was arrested, he asked his people to wait for justice to be made, because he still believed in Brazilian justice. He still believes that their good can be done here. So everybody just waited calmly. We talked again. We got set up back in the military headquarters where it's safe for us. And today we heard that there are about 39 more arrest warrants that were issued by Alexandre de Moraes. And also he made a comment that made our protesters very worried, saying that a lot more arrests would be done, more than we would expect. So we're not sure of what will be happening in the next few days, but we know they will be trying to act very strongly against the protests.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand, because we don't know all the names. You're saying that someone came out and announced a bunch of arrests. And that person that announced that, who are they?
They are arrest warrants issued by Alexandre de Moraes, a Supreme Court judge.
Okay, well, once you say Supreme Court, that tells us everything we need to know for those of us that have been following that story about the Supreme Court. Okay, so what about the reports that there was a file turned over to a military tribunal about one of these judges? Is that a true report or a false report?
That it will be well accepted in the Supreme Military Court, as we call it.
We're having really bad connection issues tonight. That's too bad, because we weren't getting this the other night. But now we are. All right, you back? We've lost about the last minute and a half of what you've said. You back?
Yeah, I'm back.
You said that I asked you about the news going around here in the U.S. about a judge, his file being turned over to a military tribunal. Is that true or not?
It is true. But I read the file, and I don't feel very confident with the arguments that they used. I'm not sure it will be well accepted with the judges, or it will succeed in what they want. They want Alexander de Moraes arrested because of his abuse and deviation of all the power he has. But I'm not sure that the way they use the arguments, it will be, they will get to where they want. They will have a decision.
And that's the same judge that's also talking about all the arrest warrants on his side, right?
Exactly. It's also the judge that didn't want to investigate all the accusations of a fraudulent election. So that's the guy.
I don't want to put, again, too much of a spotlight on you, but I'm guessing that your government has picked up on the fact that you're talking with me, right?
Yes, they have.
What can you say about that, if anything?
Well, anybody today who is speaking about what's truly happening here is at risk, pretty much. And who truly believes in the cause, who truly believes in our country, that we can succeed in everything that we are asking for, which is only our God-given rights, keep going for it. We just keep on fighting, and the movement is, there are so many news saying that it's only getting weaker and people are scared. Of course we're scared. We don't want mothers and fathers and pastors being in jail, but we still want to fight for our country. So we're still strong in our beliefs. We still believe that there's a way out.
There are reports tonight here in the U.S. that some of the agitators have dressed in pro-Bolsonaro gear to carry out vandalism, fires, etc. Are you guys hearing that as well?
Yes, we have, and I was pretty close to where it happened. So a few friends of mine were passed by there and sent me a lot of images, pictures, and videos, and we started looking at them. And since I'm here at the protests pretty much every day, we know who is here all the time, and who would maybe be involved in those actions, who went after the chief to the police station, and we don't have reason to believe that it's the same people. We saw four people being arrested, and they were not part of the protests. There were a few pronunciations of Eduardo Bolsonaro too, speaking up about how the protests here are being orderly, pacific, and it doesn't match the behavior that our people are having in the protests, and the behavior that the people had at that moment of the vandalism.
Do we have any pictures or video we need to show tonight, Logan? Okay, what are we seeing here, Eloise?
This is a military headquarters. I was there last night to check up on how they were doing, how people were camping out, and to show that it's still happening. People haven't left, it's not getting weaker. People might get tired, sometimes they go home, but then some other group comes and just keeps on going. It's not a movement that has become weaker.
What does that mean? SOS, what does that say?
Armed forces.
Save our ship, armed forces, is that basically what they're saying? It's SOS to the military?
Yes. We translated SOS as save our souls, because we truly believe they're our last hope to taking out all of the corrupted judges and police, to clean the house up and put everything in order again.
And you guys,
that
was what?
That was last night at the presidential residency. Today he closed the gates again, but until last night it was open for the people to stay all night if they would like.
So when we saw that little girl be lifted across that moat, that concrete goes right up to that moat. That's his yard. That's his house back there, right?
Exactly.
Wow. So he let the people basically onto his lawn.
Exactly.
How many people showed up that day we were watching that video? How many thousands?
I'm sorry?
How many thousands showed up that day?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's so many people that we can't even count because there's no official person present to do the head count. I don't have access to that number. Nobody informed me of that, but it was really, really full. It's a very big area of the concrete. It's a very big area, and it was full. And there was also another lawn behind the concrete that was had many people sitting in the shade all day. It was pretty beautiful. We had many flags being set up so there could be more shade. It was truly beautiful.
So time is ticking, of course. I guess we have between now and the 1st of January, the quote president-elect won't come in till January 1st. But he's supposed to be listed as the president-elect by the 12th of December, which that's already come and gone. So what's going on?
Yeah, exactly on the 12th, all the protesters talked, which actually shows how the behavior in the vandalism and our protesters don't match. On the 12th, while our supposed elect president was at that ceremony, all the protesters were at the president's lawn, specifically. There was nobody present at the ceremony.
So he has been announced as president-elect?
Yes, he has.
Okay. So what
with
do you...
no investigation of the fraud that happened.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
With no investigation of the fraud that allegedly happened.
So are you guys starting to lose hope? Or are you still believing that the military will step in and stop this?
No, we haven't lost hope. I particularly have not. There are some people who, of course, after more than 40 days in the streets, we get tired, obviously. But I see so many people still having hope, first in God and then in our president. And especially because we have families all together in this protest, truly believing in a good outcome for our families and our nation. We get tired, but we get back up again.
So are you talking with any other outlets other than this one in the U.S.?
Not yet.
Okay.
I have.
So a reason I ask is I'm trying to figure out how broad these broadcasts are going out. So if we're the only outlet you're talking to and people are recognizing you in the street, that means that this show is getting picked up and run still on social media pretty heavily. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, exactly.
And obviously your government's monitoring some of this feed. Are they putting out any warnings to citizens about talking to Western journalists or shows?
We only hear about the arrest warrants coming out. And then there's this classic censorship. If you go on my Instagram, it's going to ask you if you're really sure you want to follow me, because I'm not following their policy and I am spreading fake news. That's what they're going to tell you. But that's how they do censorship, and they try to keep us quiet. That's pretty much the only warning that we have, that we're being watched.
Wow. All right. Is there anything else you need to tell our audience tonight? Because again, it's going to get picked up and carried back to your country.
Keep faith. Pray for us. Pray for our people. Pray for our indigenous people. We have become one in this fight. We have not been separating indigenous and white people, black people. We're just one, fighting for our nation. And as one family, we have to keep on fighting. We still have time. We still have a president in power that believes in a corruption-free administration, so we have to keep our faith up, our hopes up, and our faith strong.
Nicole or Eloise, when you go to the president's house there, Bolsonaro's house, is that on like a military compound as well?
It's not exactly a military compound, but it's a safe area. So the security here works a little differently. The legislation here in this specific area is different.
What does that mean? You've just lost me. The legislation in that area is different. What's that mean?
So, for an example, there are certain arrest warrants that can't happen on these grounds, like in the perimeter, in the presidential residency, like in his lawn. That's why he opened the gates, so we were welcome, and we only came because it was safe. Because if there were arrest warrants, the federal police would not be able to enter, because this area, this perimeter, is considered a safe perimeter because there's another legislation here.
Is
They're
that,
not allowed.
are there some people that think they're on a list and are warrants for them that are not leaving, that are setting up tents and staying right there?
Exactly.
There are.
Yes.
How many? Any idea?
I have the information of at least 39 to 40 people of that are setting up their tents and not leaving the military headquarters since now the presidential residence has closed their gates again, so everybody is back at the military headquarters. There's about 40 people that are really keeping their heads down, keeping quiet, but have put up a tent in the military headquarters. And there are a few other people who are afraid that they're on this blacklist, as we call it here, and are trying to their best to stay safe, keep their heads down too, but are always present specifically inside the military headquarters because they know that's a safe area too.
How far is the president's palace from the military headquarters?
It's pretty far off. I think it's about like around 5 kilometers, maybe a little more.
Okay. All right. So what if you had to guess what you think is going to happen over the next few days, or do you have no guess at all? No idea at all?
Honestly, after more than 40 days on the streets, personally, I have no idea. Because I truly think it can happen at any time, any day, soon, maybe in the next 2, 3 days, but it could also be in 10 days,
And
20.
the president's family around him have also been quiet. I've interviewed Eduardo Bolsonaro a couple times, been with him a couple times in person in South Dakota and in Orlando in person, and had him on about 10 days before the election. Is he making any comments or anything on social media or anything? Is he making any appearances? I did see him the first time that President Bolsonaro came out and made a statement that I saw Eduardo behind him, but has he been making any statements at all or any comments on social media?
I saw a comment he made in São Paulo in the Congress there. So he commented about the behavior I spoke about before of the infiltrated people and our people, the patriots, as we call ourselves, comparing the behavior and demonstrating how the infiltrated people were so prepared for the act that it made no sense on how. Being one of the Patriots, as they were going with the chief citizen to the police station, they could have been carrying all that stuff so prepared, especially since we didn't even know about this arrest warrant. And I'm here all the time walking with our people. There were no comments about arrest warrant.
And then finally, the indigenous leader that was arrested, there are reports that he was beat unconscious and that his son, 10-year-old son, was beaten. Were those reports true or false?
That's false. They were
Good.
not beaten, although two children were put at gunpoint, which was really, really sad. A 10-year-old child and a 4-year-old child were put laid on the floor with a gun pointed to their head to keep them quiet while their father, an indigenous man, Christian, who went in praying into the police car with no reaction whatsoever, anything to be considered a threat, As he was put in the car, his wife and his two children had a gun pointed to his head while they were on the floor. Not on the floor. They were laying in the middle of the street. So it was not a discreet, they were not stopped respectfully. It was completely unconstitutional. It could not have been done in this manner.
And he is the one saying, everybody just calm down. Let's let the process work its way out. So he's sitting in jail, but telling everybody, stay calm, follow the laws. I'm trusting in the system.
Exactly.
All right. Well, as you know, Eloise, we appreciate your bravery. You are very brave to come on here, keep showing your face and being here. Again, we want to get an update, you know, over your security or your being put at risk. So if at some point you need to break loose, just tell our mutual friend and we'll understand, our audience will understand, but you need to put your safety first. But you're being very brave, and we appreciate it. I know you're doing it for liberty and freedom, for the patriots there in Brazil that are watching, that pick this up. So we do want to give you a platform and help get out the truth and encourage the patriots of Brazil, but we also want to make sure you take care of yourself, all right?
Thank you very much for the opportunity and the support to getting this message out.
Well, you're welcome here anytime. We'll look forward to another update as it warrants.
Thank you.
Eloise checking in from Brazil again. I hope you guys will pray for her. Pray for her safety. Pray for President Bolsonaro, his family, the military leaders, the police, that these folks will do the right thing, that they'll have the courage to do the right thing, and that they will be protected, divinely protected, as they do the right thing by the law, by the laws of nature, nature's God, and by the people of Brazil. The function of government, the Bible is very clear. Reward the righteous, punish the wicked. Make a stable and just society so that the other two areas of government created by God, family and church government, can carry out their function. These are the three governments God approved of: family government, civil government, church government. So there's a specific purpose for government. Reward the righteous, punish the wicked, protect the rights, the God-given rights of the people. So let's pray that the leaders of Brazil do that, that they have protection themselves divinely as they do that, and pray for Eloise particularly tonight. I'm afraid that she's got herself definitely being watched and monitored on a list. Do you pray for Eloise?